I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He knows how to steal a scene, and her film has us saying, yes, queen, it's Watch What Happens Live with Saoirse Ronan and Lucas Hedges now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with two actors who both had Oscar nods before they were old enough to buy booze. My first guest roles in Atonement, Brooklyn, and Lady Bird have solidified her as the actor whose name is on everyone's lips, even if most of them are saying it wrong. From Mary Queen of Scots in theaters right now, please welcome Saoirse Ronan. Hi, Saoirse. Great to see you. Andy is Saoirse's Lady Bird co-star, who is currently starring in Ben Is Back and Boy Erased, as well as on Broadway in the Waverly Gallery, meaning he's both super talented and maybe not so good with free time. Say hi to Lucas Hedges. Hey, Lucas. Great to see you. I am such fan. I am a huge fan of both of yours. It's so exciting to have you here. Saw Mary Queen of Scots last night. It was excellent. Yeah. I saw Ben Is Back and Boy Erased last week. Both incredible performances, moving in totally different ways. You two were not only in Lady Bird together, but you were also in Grand Budapest Hotel together.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah,
oh, did you just
oh,
remember
so we
that?
We did know each other from before.
But, I mean, I was this. I had this big of a role in that movie.
Okay.
You had a bigger part.
We met.
We actually didn't meet. You thought you met. It was another person.
Oh. So we didn't meet 3 years ago.
You were like, you're much taller than I remember you, and it was like
it's because I wear these every day.
Oh, but I was also a little boy when we
okay. Did. Well, you so either have known each other forever, or you just met.
We just met.
In honor of Mary Queen of Scots behind the bar making a royal mess of themselves, it's our clubhouse queens, Marty Gould Cummings and Rosé. Wow, gorgeous! Very nice. Were you two in the film?
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Were they good, Saoirse?
They were good, yeah. They really kind of came into their own.
Yes,
yeah.
Very
the
good.
The Scottish accent was on point.
Yes, yes. Scotland. By the way, I learned so much, Saoirse. I mean, who knew that Mary's first husband was doing it with guys as well? I mean, it was...
That was her second husband.
Oh, that was her second husband?
But she got married 3 times.
Oh, wow, okay.
She was sort of bullied into the third one. But
yes, she was.
But yeah, the
men
second
to
one...
F everything up.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And yeah, he got around.
He did. Yeah.
He was shagging everything that moved,
yes,
really.
In the 1560s. Mm. Lucas, beyond your great films, we found out that you had the distinct pleasure of attending two uniquely enviable events that I have to get into with you. When Troye Sivan was on, he said that you were at his Passover.
I was.
And then also Julia Roberts, you were at her house for Thanksgiving. She plays your mom and Ben is back. I have a speed round of questions about the events. So when you're at Troye's Seder, do you take a selfie with Ariana Grande or do you play it cool?
I played it cool.
You played it cool. who got drunker, Julia Roberts or Troye?
Troye.
Who had softer guest towels or bathroom accoutrements?
Julia.
What's the coolest thing in Julia Roberts' house?
I probably say she's got all these like big Buddhas, like
a lot of Buddhas.
All of
what them. Three words would you use to describe the vibe of a Julia Roberts Thanksgiving?
I was gonna say Julia Roberts.
Right. Okay. Well, those are two.
I don't know her middle name.
Okay.
That's sort of what I
Julia thinking. Louise Roberts. I made that up. Please clear this up. Was her turkey dry?
No, it was delicious.
It was delicious.
It was a delicious turkey.
Assigned seatings at either events?
Yeah, well, I sat next to, she has a kid who's a redhead, and she sat me next to him.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. All right, thank you very much for indulging me. I appreciate it. Your questions for Saoirse and Lucas are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Saoirse's performances always have critics showering her with praise. But if she were to pen a Saoirse Ronan review, would it be equally as adoring? Here's what. It's time for Ronan's review. Saoirse, I'm going to go through a variety of your skills, both personal and professional. Just give yourself a grade. How would you grade your ability to cry on demand?
Oh, I would say, can I be cocky?
Yeah.
Probably like an A.
Good.
Wow.
You grade your ability to hide your annoyance when people mispronounce your name?
Like D.
A D. Right.
So.
How would you grade... I got it. How would you grade your skills at cuddling?
I think I'm a good cuddler. Like a B plus.
Okay. How would you grade your ability to hold your booze?
I thought you were going to say hold my boobs. I don't know why.
Okay, how about...
Can you hold your boobs?
Yeah.
Hold my boobs. I'm pretty good at holding my boobs. I'd say like maybe a C plus.
How would you... That's not that great. How would you grade your fashion
like an F,
sense?
Like really good. My fashion sense, like a B.
How would you grade your ability to play it cool around all the huge names you've gotten to work with?
Like A plus.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much. Good. You would
As
have
you
to
can
keep
tell,
that together.
I'm very big-headed.
Yes.
No.
Second, from his Oscar-nominated roles in Manchester by the Sea to Boy Erased and Ben is Back, Lucas has cried in so many of his films that he said in a recent interview he doesn't cry as much in real life. Well, buddy, not if I can help it. Lucas, here's what. We're going to go through a few potentially tear-jerking topics. You tell me if they make you feel weepy, and if you need to cry, it's fine. It's a safe space, okay?
All right.
Okay, so Lucas, do you cry when you see soldiers reunited with their dogs?
I don't really see many.
You don't? Okay.
I would say no.
Okay, well, I'm going to show you one after the show, and you will.
Look at that photo of me. Terrifying.
Do you cry when you see your mom crying? If you see your mom crying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, do you cry watching your own emotional performances?
Yes.
You do?
Does that happen to you?
You don't
I
cry
get
when
so
a soldier's reunited with his dog, but you cry watching yourself?
It's more of, I don't know how to describe it. It's like the second I see myself crying, I start crying.
So oh my God, I love it. Yeah. That's adorable. Okay, do you cry watching a Good Samaritan help an elderly woman across the street?
No.
No. Do you cry when you see a dog using a doggy wheelchair?
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Do you cry watching those Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercials?
Never seen. Oh, okay. with the voice, with the
singing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get really torn up inside.
Okay. Do you cry when you see a particularly breathtaking sunset?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever laugh so hard that you cry?
No.
Do you cry when you meet a personal hero?
I shake.
You shake. Do you cry when you see two otters holding hands?
An I get hype.
Do you cry when Simba's dad dies in The Lion King?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I wanted to end on a cry. Okay, finally, my guest 2017 film, Lady Bird, broke records for being the best reviewed movie at the time. But when it comes to Saoirse and Lucas's personal best, I wonder what memories they would want to relive in surround sound with a tub of popcorn. Here's what, it's time for you to give it your best. I'm going to ask you both some questions about your all-time best moments in your life. Okay, best piece of advice a fellow actor has ever given you?
Whatever you're feeling, just use it on the day.
What about you?
I would say the first thing that came to my mind is somebody is just f it.
Okay, f it. Best prop you've ever stolen from a set?
I stole a prop yesterday on the film that I just wrapped.
You just wrapped Little Women.
Which was the book that Jo March writes, which is Little Women.
Oh my God, that's
and
a good
took
prop.
It.
Good.
I took it.
I stole some of, in Three Billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri, there was, the billboards burn, and I took some of the burnt red paper from the billboard.
I like it.
Could sell that. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
What's the best song for you to listen to when you want to get pumped up?
When you want to get pumped up, I've been listening to a lot of Whitney recently.
Good.
Ever since I watched the documentary, I've just been
incredible.
Like, Whitney, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
So anything by Whitney.
Never go wrong with Whitney. What about
I'd
you?
I'd say, do you know the song We Belong by Pat Benatar?
Of course. Lucas, I like it. All right, thanks for playing. That was a good answer. Let's go to Cindy from Kentucky. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I love you.
Love you back.
And my question is for Saoirse.
Okay.
Can you tell us anything about the upcoming Little Woman remake you've been working on?
Yeah, she wrapped it last night. Directed by Greta Gerwig.
Yep, directed by Greta Gerwig and written by Greta Gerwig.
Wow.
And a cast of total unknowns, just like Meryl Streep. Laura Dern, people you've never heard of. And we wrapped it the other day.
Wow.
And I stole the book before I left.
Yes. Great. I cannot wait. Yeah. I cannot wait. Saoirse, Carly L from New York wants to know if you've reunited with Brad Pitt since you bounced on his lap when you were little. You were in the devil's zone, right?
I was not in it personally because I was about 6 months old.
How did you bounce on his lap?
My dad is an actor and he was in The Devil's Own.
Oh my God.
And so I would go to set and visit him with my mom.
There
and
you go.
Brad literally, I think he picked me. I don't want Brad to get like weirded out because since I've started doing this, it's sort of been like, I mean, Brad and Saoirse were best friends when she was a child.
Right.
Which isn't true. I don't know Brad. I wish I did. He seems lovely. But yeah, he held on to me for a second and then probably gave me back.
Yes.
And that was the end of our relationship.
I'm glad we cleared it up. Let's go to Jerry from Texas. Hey, Jerry, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Lucas.
Okay.
Lucas, first of all, congratulations on your Golden Globe nomination.
Yes, right here.
So, since you'll soon be playing Shia LaBeouf in Honey Boy, what would you say is the biggest misconception people have about him?
I'd say the biggest misconception is I think everything he's ever done that would be considered deplorable, he's done from a place of... really just afraid of the people around him. And he has the biggest heart one of the biggest hearts of anybody I've ever met in my entire life.
Wow. Yeah. Really. Let's go to Nicole from New Jersey. Hey, Nicole, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for both of you guys. I was wondering which one of you freaked out more when you were first nominated for your first Oscar?
Well, I don't know how much you freaked out.
Yeah, I was 12. My dad freaked out. No, not really. The reason why I was so excited to go was because it was something that was on the telly, and I loved the idea of being being in a show that I watched on the telly.
That's
every year.
That's amazing.
So it would have been the same if, like, someone had said, come on to New Girl for the day. I'd be like, oh my God, but it's on the telly. That's amazing. So that's why I was so excited.
I remember thinking you were like the Holy Grail, because that was like the prime time of me watching the Oscars too, and it was like you, this girl who's a little older than me. I thought about you in such high regard.
Aww. Thanks. Yeah. That's nice.
Did you freak out when you were nominated?
I did.
Yeah, you did. Oh, that's nice.
I did.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
You don't cry, do you?
I didn't think it would happen, so I just put my phone on airplane mode, and then I woke up and I put it off airplane mode, and I got a call immediately.
Wow.
My publicist told me I got nominated. And my dad, like, was in the shower and ran out of the shower. and he put clothes on.
Good. Okay. That was my next question.
But, yeah,
yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's game time, you guys. Saoirse and Lucas may have starred in Lady Bird together. Their characters even went to first base together. But is their off-screen friendship a home run? It seems like it is, but we're going to find out with When Co-Stars Align. I'm going to test your friendship by asking you a series of questions. And on the count of three, you both yell out your answers to see how well you match. Okay. So, I know. What do you do if your friend has horrible breath? Tell them or ignore it? 1, 2, 3.
Ignore it.
Yes, good. Okay. Would you rather be able to see into the future or revisit the past? 1, 2, 3.
Revisit the past.
Oh, good.
I would have done that.
Which prince would you rather be friends with, William or Harry? 1, 2, 3.
Harry.
Yes, okay. 3 for 3. Okay. Who is more likely to break from character during filming, Saoirse or Lucas? 1, 2, 3.
Me.
Saoirse. Yeah.
Okay. Who is the better performer, Beyonce or Lady Gaga? 1, 2, 3.
Beyonce.
Okay. What attracts you to someone first? Be honest. Looks or personality? First attraction. 1, 2, 3.
Looks.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Well, if it's first thing, yeah.
Okay. Celebrating Valentine's Day, cute or corny? 1, 2, 3.
Cute.
Okay, wow, you matched everything.
What's going on?
Oh my God, okay, I'm gonna do one last one. Okay, which spooning position do you prefer? This is our second cuddling-related question of the night, for some reason. The big spoon or the little spoon? 1, 2, 3.
Little spoon.
Oh! They're total matches, but they have to find someone else to cuddle with. Thanks for playing. By the way, Boy Erased is about gay conversion therapy. Were you able to enter any gay conversion?
Well, there's a great documentary on Vice. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but there's a great documentary on Vice, which gives a very in-depth look, literally, of what it looks like inside of some of these facilities during the exercises. But me and Garrett, who's the who wrote the story and lived it, took me and Joel to where it all went down, to the location. And it was mostly just studying the book and everything he wrote about his own story.
It's incredible. Saoirse, Trisha P. wants to know, since you are such a huge Lady Gaga fan, have you met her yet? And what did you think of Star Is Born?
Yes, I've met her. I've met her a couple of times. And I loved A Star Is Born. I am a huge fan of the Barbara Chris Christopherson
so
one.
So good. Yeah.
So I was going in with very high expectations. And I think Bradley just nailed it. I think, like, that's his first film.
Yeah.
And he's so he's so brilliant. And I had seen an earlier cut of it as well, and I remember looking at him afterwards after we had watched it, and you could tell he was like, no, we still need to fix this and we need to fix that.
Right.
He's a real worker, you know, so yeah. I just think he did the most amazing job.
Saoirse, Emily S. texted, what American trend or custom are you completely done with?
American trend or custom, oh God. One thing that does drive me insane over here is the amount of commercials that, like, every few minutes you break for commercials. And I'm like, I just want to watch the show for a few minutes.
Sorry.
So that kind of drives me mad.
Yeah, okay.
But I like Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's good. It's time for my mazel and jackal of the day. They both come out of the Jersey Housewives tonight. My mazel goes to Joe Gorga, who upon arrival in Bimini paid no heed to the fact that his wife traveled both by plane and boat in open-toed shoes all day and did this.
No, I didn't say to take my shoes off yet. Ew. Ew, Joe, I was just on a dirty plane. Oh, my God.
Okay, here's the thing. If Melissa could really control her husband, he would have been a few feet above. You know what I'm saying? Tonight's shackle goes to a less sensual oral moment from tonight's Jersey. Goes to the cantaloupe that apparently left our bride-to-be Danielle in this precarious state.
There's a hole in my tongue. What?
Are you okay? Yeah. That's the biggest f***ing hole I've ever seen in a tongue. It looks tremendous.
She's eating food.
What's she eating?
Here you go. Cantaloupe?
What? You know what's worse than rain on your wedding weekend? A hole in your tongue! I want to thank Saoirse Lucas and Marty Rosen. We're back. You can see Saoirse Ronan in Mary, Queen of Scots in theaters now. See Lucas Hedges in Ben is Back and Boy Erased in theaters now. Go see him on stage in the Waverly Gallery at the John Golden Theater now through January 27th. Behind the bar, Marty Gould Cummings and Rosé, dressed as queens in honor of Mary, Queen of Scots. Can we see the two of you on stage anytime soon?
Oh, we're at Hardware every Sunday together, which is
great.
A cute little gay bar if you like that kind of thing.
Okay, great. I love it. I'll be there Sunday after my show. Let's go to Lindsay from Charleston. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for both Saoirse and Lucas, and I was wondering if Taylor Swift ever stopped by this set to see Joe Alwyn.
Oh, did Taylor Swift ever stop by? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm joking. I can't answer the question. I wasn't on set. You take it.
Did she ever stop by to see
Joe
Alwyn? Do they know each other?
I don't know.
Nice.
Wow, good. Saoirse for Senate. Let's go to Patty from Texas. Hey, Patty, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Saoirse.
Okay.
Do you think that you and Greta Gerwig will ever work on a sequel to Lady Bird? And have you talked to her about that?
No, we haven't spoken about it. I don't know if we would. I mean, she does love the idea of sort of carrying on with a character throughout their life. So maybe it's something we'd go back to in like 10 years.
That would be amazing.
It would be. Yeah. So
like a boyhood.
It ended with her moving to New York, right?
Yeah.
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 And she's at that party and...
She's at that party and she uses her real name for the first time.
Yes.
And she says she's from Sacramento and then she calls up her mom and dad and says, I'm sorry for everything I've done.
Right, right. So, it would be cool and...
It would be nice,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, because Greta's in New York now and she's killing it. And so it would be quite nice to see what Christine ends up doing in the future, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Don from St. Louis. Hey, Don, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm glad to hear from you. Hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you, you too. I'll be on CNN with Anderson Cooper, so please watch us.
I will.
Thank you.
My question is for Lucas.
Okay.
Since he's just made his Broadway debut, what is his most annoying behavior that he finds with theater goers?
There was this one guy who was sitting in the second row of the show like a few nights ago, and I kid you not, during every scene he did this.
Wow.
And it was like it hurt.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I wouldn't say that's a behavior. That was just something this dude.
Did you have people coming in with like food and stuff.
I hear people opening wrappers.
Yeah.
We had a woman come into the Crucible in the front row, and she just opened up her Big Mac and
Are
got stuck
me?
In.
No.
And there was another guy that came in with a pizza one
no,
day and was
what?
Just
no.
like...
Wait, you're kidding. Wait,
seriously?
How do you know?
Because I saw it from
but
the
But you were looking and he was in
yeah,
like the...
working the audience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how when you're on stage, can't you pick out the person who's enjoying the show the least?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
It's so yeah. noticeable.
And isn't it annoying? It's... Yeah.
And the coughers. Coffers. It's like one person coughs and then everyone
the
coughs.
Part.
Yes. When there is a celebrity in the audience, are you told before or
well,
do you pick
to the
them
audience.
Out? You talk,
I talk
to, the,
to
audience.
The audience. So I can see them.
You can see them.
Yeah.
And is that at all intimidating for you?
Well, I find sometimes I make eye contact with them and they look away immediately.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like I'm in a position of power and I like it, all of the fear goes away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Says a lot about you. I'm joking.
It probably does.
Yeah, yeah.
Which crucible? Were you in the Crucible just a few years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one about 2 years.
That me and Greta saw together and went backstage.
Yeah, that was wow. the first. Well, not the first time we met.
It was the first time.
We thought it was.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Katie from New York City. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Saoirse.
Okay.
Okay. Since you and Margot Robbie were kept away from each other while filming Mary, Queen of Scots, was it at all awkward or intimidating when you two actually met?
No, well, we had met, so we knew each other already. And we had met before we made the film at a dinner that our mates were throwing in New York, actually, when I was doing the play. So we knew each other a tiny bit. And it was our suggestion to stay apart. So it was something that we really wanted to do. And it was just amazing. We saw each other while we were shooting the scene and we're just like...
Wow.
Like, very emotional. No,
it was... Their relationship is so fascinating.
It is. It's so complicated.
Yeah.
And it's like a professional rivalry, but they also still want to reach out to one another and be close. And
I loved it that they spoke to each other as equals, which was, which they were.
They were.
Queens.
Yeah,
yes.
They were.
As you two can identify.
You know.
I want to thank Saoirse and Lucas and the Queens from NorfolkLondonOverTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of Jersey.
You're getting married, man up.
You're like this. All right, baby. All right, all right. She spent $45,000 on a dress.
I'm offended by you
knocking my man up.
I didn't say that she's not like a wonderful girl.
No, you're questioning me.
Yeah.
Ow!
With the wrong person.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.